자요 자요 시체탄나 자요 니타난다 자요 베타차나 자요 고라박타 브린다 고라박타 브린다 자요 자요 시체탄나 자요 니타난다 자요 베타차나 자요 고라박타 브린다 Srila Gopinath ki jai. Bhayam ditiya binivesadasyat. Ishada petasya viparyayo smriti. Petasya viparyayo smriti. Tanmaya yato buddha bhajettam Yato buddha bhajettam Bhakjai kayesham guru devatatma Kayesham guru devatatma Bhayam ditiya binivesatasya Ditiya binivesatasya
Bhayam bhayam fear Vidya avinivechataha
Vidya avinivechataha
From the misconception of being the product of material energy.
From the misconception of being the product of material energy.
Sya arises.
In sha.
From the Supreme Personality of Godhead
Krishna.
Avetasya.
Avetasya.
Of one who has withdrawn.
The conditioned soul.
Viparyayaha.
Viparyayaha.
Reversal of the position.
Asmitri.
No conception of this relationship with the Supreme Lord.
That Maya,
because of the illusory energy of the Supreme Lord.
Buddha,
one who is wise.
Must worship him.
Bhaktya, by devotional service. Ekaya, undiverted to karma and jnana.
Isham,
the Supreme Personality of God.
Guru,
as the spiritual master.
Devata,
the worshipper of all the Lord.
The worshipper of all the Lord.
Atma,
the super soul.
Attention, my divine grace, possible philosophies of Nitya, our father. When the living entity is attracted by the material energy, which is separate from Krishna, he is overpowered by fear, because he is separated from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. By the material energy. His conception of life is reversed. In other words, instead of being the eternal servant of Krishna, he becomes Krishna's competitor. This is called Viparyayo Smriti. To nullify this mistake, one who is actually learned and advanced worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead as his spiritual master. Worshipful deity and source of life. He thus worships the Lord by the process of unalloyed devotional service. We can repeat together. When the living entity is attracted by the material energy,
which
is separate from Krishna,
he is
overpowered by fear. Because he is separated from the Supreme Personality of God.
Because he is separated from the Supreme Personality of God.
by the material energy.
This
conception of life is reversed. In other words, instead of being the eternal servant of Krishna, he becomes Krishna's competitor. This is called Viparyayo Smriti. To modify this mistake, one who is actually learned and advanced worships the Supreme Personality of Godhead as his spiritual master. Worshipful deity and source of life. He thus worships the Lord by the process of unalloyed devotional service. This is a quotation from Srimad Bhagavatam, 11th canto, 2nd chapter, verse 27. It is an instruction given by Kavi Rishi, one of the nine saintly personalities called the nine Yogendras. When Vasudev, Krishna's father, asked Devarshi Narada in Dwarka about devotional service, it was mentioned that previously King Mini, who was the king of Videha, was instructed by the nine Yogendras. When Sri Narada Muni discussed on Bhagavad Dharma, devotional service, he indicated how a conditioned soul can be liberated by engaging in the loving transcendental service of the Lord. The Lord is a super soul, spiritual master, and worshipable deity of all conditioned souls. Not only is Krishna the supreme worshipful deity of all living entities, but he is also the guru or Chaitya Guru, the super soul, who always gives the living entity good counsel. Unfortunately, the living entity neglects the Supreme Person's instructions. He thus identifies with the material energy and is consequently overpowered by a kind of fear resulting from accepting himself as the material body and considering paraphernalia related to the material body to be his property. All types of routine results actually come from the spirit soul, but because he has forgotten his real duty, he is embarrassed by many material consequences, such as fear and attachment. The only remedy is to revert to the service of the Lord and thus be saved from material nature's unwanted harassment. Je crois que la version sanskrit. Ayam diya vinive shatasya ishanabhetisya vipadayo suti tamaya toda avadittam tatye kalesham gurude vatasman. Om namo omagyana chinamdasya gandasya Thank you very much for inviting me to the lecture because it is important for me to try to become more serious about understanding the philosophy of Krishna consciousness by trying to explain the way I'm able to do. And I feel very honored to be invited. Many of you certainly could. So please be patient. So this is a very famous verse. verse from the 11th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. But everybody could learn actually Vayam Vithiya Vinveshapasya. The famous verse Prabhupada quoted this many times. And it is about the first word of the verse is fire. So this fire means fear. In the books of Prabhupada, it is discussed about this in many places. So I was thinking this morning, what are the verses that refers to this fire? So I thought about one from fourth chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Who can remember?
Number 10,
yes. Vitarada Paya Purla, Man Maya Mamu Vashana, Pavana Tapasakana Pavana. So it means so those who are free from Vita, Vita Paya, Vita Raga, Paya Purla, Raga, Paya and Purla. So it is described here in purple. These are the material consequences of the entity being forgetful of Krishna service. So they become embarrassed and harassed by material energy. And these consequences manifest in the form of raga, attachment, maya, fear, krodha, anger. So I remember another verse. Another verse from Srimad Bhagavatam, first canto, number 14, Abhana Samsriti Guram, Yanamani Vasovinam, Vasayu Vinuchita, Yadvideti Svayam Vayam. So this very nice verse is read just by hearing unconsciously, even unconsciously hearing the holy name of Krishna, the many entities who are intricated in the very complicated meshes of material existence can be liberated by Krishna in the form of his holy name, who is feared, Krishna who is feared by fear personified. So it is a very nice, when I was thinking this morning, when you look at the deities, it is a very reassuring feeling. Krishna is not the feeling of looking at the deity is relieving us from fear just by looking. Krishna is very peaceful, and he's telling us, don't worry, I am the boss, I am on top of it. This is an American expression. I am on top of it. Krishna is on top of it. And I was thinking this morning also that fear is a way to discourage even in the normal material society, there is some kind of signals to follow the feeling of fear, so that there is a danger, don't go there, don't do that, don't touch this, don't open this door. You see a skulling of a dead body with two bones. So, to discourage the person to do a kind of dangerous activity. And Krishna is doing the same with us by putting us in fear in material existence. He said that even on the celestial planets, the demigods are also fearful. Even then, although they are very powerful, intelligent, opulent, so many good facilities, they still are fearful. And this is, and then, so Krishna is discouraging the living entity to continue his endeavor for sanctification, for continuing
This verse comes 4:10, just after 4:9. Remember 4:9? Dharma dharma tamehiya evamo vittipataka devami hambunam dharma mehima. So, Krishna says, if you can understand the transcendental nature of my birth, Janma, karma, my activities, the divine, spiritual, if you can come to this complete understanding of the spiritual nature of my birth and activity, then you can get out of this miserable material existence. You don't have to take birth again. And then Krishna said in the next verse that those people became purified by knowledge of me. But those people they were being free from attachment, from anger, from fear. So Krishna explained that in this verse that it is part of the process of knowing Krishna that we become free from these material consequences. It is also what he said here. By serving, engaging in the pure devotional service, by worshipping Supreme Personality of Godhead Krishna and serving Him as our worshipable deity, as our original spiritual master, as our the source of life, then we can become free from this mistake of trying to enjoy separately from Krishna and forget Krishna. Vipariyayos, Smriti means remembrance. Vipariyaya means the remembrance is the no good remembrance of Krishna and forgetting Krishna. So I was thinking also this morning that this fear, this feeling of fear, how to introspect in ourselves. That, for example, many times I'm thinking about the danger of future that we call the danger of the war, for example. I'm a little bit scared about that. The war become bigger confusion may happen, big difficulties may come. And sometimes also disease gets sick of a serious disease. I also become afraid of that sometimes. So, to acknowledge that we still have some fearful thoughts coming in our mind, I can understand for myself that I have to become more serious in surrendering to the process of devotional service, of taking shelter in Krishna, in all the different aspects of Krishna consciousness. Worshipping the deities, chanting very nicely, japa, associated with the devotee very nicely in devotional service. And we feel actually that after high yam, like yesterday, we are in a state of, we are in a particular energy where there is no fear. We don't feel fear. You may think about this. It comes sometimes in the day. But Krishna is showing that if we could become like, Mamchayo Vyachicharya Bhakti Yogena Seva. If we could become very fixed and very focused always in taking shelter in this energy of Krishna consciousness, like Prabhupada was explaining at the end of the song book, this kirtan ras. If someone can absorb it, rasa of glorifying Krishna all the time, kirtanas, chanting, he becomes free of the danger of materialism. think the danger is a catastrophe or a disease. It is not the real danger. The real danger is forgetting of Krishna. So I think Mahatobaya. How is this word? Neha Vikrama, which was the Taravayana. Mahatobaya, the greatest fear is to forget Krishna so much that we lose the opportunity to continue our practice of Krishna consciousness. And we fall into total forgetfulness of Krishna sometimes in animal births. This is Mahatobaya, the greatest fear. He said that in an animal, in particular, you are spiritually dead. It's coming in the matter. The sages describe the soul, the conditioned soul in the body of an animal, like almost dead, because there is no consciousness. Being Krishna conscious, there is no Krishna consciousness. So it is the greatest thing. So we don't understand many times for our partners who say that we are not in fear of Maya. We have fear of other things, like being in trouble or being in suffering condition. But we should be more careful of being forgetful of Krishna. It is a more serious reason to be in fear than actually advanced devotee like Kundukunti, Padashan Tutatsata, Tutatugaduru, Mahaku Darshanam, Yasatuna, Bhava Darshan. She's asking for trouble, for difficulties. She's not in fear at all from this. The opposite. Difficulties coming is good, so that I will remember your love to speak, and by remembering your love to speak, I will get out of the cycle of birthlessness and it's no situation. And just the verse before, the next variant should actually be in the Dhamma, the Dhamma. If you are in an apparently very comfortable and opulent, material situation, you are in trouble. Because it's difficult to be sincere. You are born in a nice, aristocratic family, and money is easy, good money, and good intelligence, good education, everything material, very nice to say. But you might be in great trouble because no sincerity to address Krishna, to ask help from Krishna. So, actually, we should be in fear of losing our sincerity. It is the worst thing we can happen to us. It's to not be continuing to be sincere. I remember my party leader on Sankirtan many years ago was warning, now we are sincere, but be careful that we have to remain sincere. We have to remain sincere. We don't have to be sincere today. We have to remain sincere tomorrow. All the time. So it is it gives us fear. To realize that we lose our sincerity in Krishna consciousness and get a bit troubled. And that's why Prabhupada wanted us to make quick spiritual advancement so that we get out of the dangerous zone of being a neophyte in Krishna consciousness. We reach to a place where this called Madhyama Vidyalaya. The bands are in, so they are not supposed to fall down anymore. If they are your sincerity is fixed, you are out of trouble, right? Then even you can reach the goal of life, you are already out of danger. So that's why we should endeavor with sincerity to get to this level of being very fixed. Okay, so please and me, we have a comment.
It came up in the coffee shop. Jonah said that it doesn't seem to be very pure to want to get out of the material world.
Mm-hmm.
And I always understood that probably among us to make optimum progress towards getting out of the material world.
Mm-hmm.
And of course, we hear that what Tanya said, you know, birth after birth. But my understanding is that maybe we can think about that once we are liberated.
Inspired and liberated, not liberated in a selfish way, but liberated
so that we can be pure service. I'm wondering if you could comment on that.
Yes. Another very important part, but I remember one devotee who knows better than me, who was answering that at the divine stage, we should aspire, as you say, to liberate ourselves from this material cruelty mentality. But ultimately, we should also meditate that at a more advanced stage, a devotee doesn't aspire to get out of material existence. He only wishes to be self-reaching. Then, my mother, my mother, my mother, my mother. And there is a few devotees like Guru Kunti and others who are gathering material blessings. They never go to the Buddha. They always accompany Krishna and Bhakti. There is some of them. Please, if you can comment, I found it easy to
comment. I was thinking also about the prayer to Queen Kunti. Actually, it's hardly taking the part of conditioned soul. It seems that in a fearful state, we always call up. Is that saying, well, take this in the process? It means during wartime, if you're being attacked, soul is always naturally turning out. Even the atheists in great danger. Oftentimes it takes that those conditions follows. Remember Krishna is not here. In that sense we should fear can be welcome in that sense.
In that sense we should
fear can be welcome. Otherwise, as you say, they become practical.
Another comment?
No, is this then the reason that Srila Prabhupada requests us to go out or something, so that we are out of the comfort zone? And that Prabhu was mentioning.
Yes.
Is then that we have or something?
Yes, a comfort zone, the panic zone.
Yeah, without going in the panic zone.
No, in between.
Just like what Shishika Prabhu, for instance, his painting it so nicely. Painless Sankirtan, for instance. And I give so many examples, a book table. Is it painful? And it's challenging. There's so many bright ideas. I mean, Srila Prabhupada asks us to tax our brains to find new, novel ways to pass out of water. Like even going on island can seem an austerity, but when it's a little cold, but it is not once you get into the whole name.
Yeah.
And even movies, which is also not once you transcend the mind. It's so nice to give something wonderful to somebody else. Just like if somebody has a birthday, give him something and you don't feel the loser. Oh, I just spent 20 euro on that guy. So that somehow we don't realize enough that this is necessary if we at all want to go beyond anartha nivritti. And then we will be happy.
We are in fear of putting ourselves in painful situation. Even so, we are in fear of the cold shower. Yeah, something. Yeah.
we also allow ourselves to be cheated because it's not that painful. No. As you said, it's not a panic zone.
No.
The mind makes it a panic zone. Oh no. But it's the mind. It's not that bad. Especially when we do it like Sankirtan Saturdays. It's so safe. I remember the first time I went out to movies, it was here with Bhaktas on a Bhakta program. And you're showered with mercy because you feel so protected by the association of the devotees.
Mm.
So we should not allow ourselves to be cheated by the mind who's telling us, don't go in the panic zone. Because it's a stretching zone. And it's that zone which is required for our spiritual, quick spiritual advancement. So how long do we want to be in the suffering zone of a neophyte?
Mm.
So that's a good thing. I love it. So Srila Prabhupada, I didn't know, Srila Prabhupada wanted us to make quick advancement so we don't stay in the danger zone of being a neophyte. I remember Srila Maharaj in Shuddha Bhakti Chintamani, he mentioned that unfortunately this stage can take 20 years before you are a little, say, humble and mindful. So let's not be deterred from getting out there because it's too beautiful, isn't it? To be peaceful and be able to serve Krishna and make a pure offering because you don't have all these side motives anymore. Thank you for bringing that up.
So today there is a lot of comments. I have a last comment.
I have a question.
Yeah.
We can notice like us in different religions how fear brings about guilt and also like physical and mental problems as well because of fear. Like also like I had a friend like you were saying like fear is like this Krishna. So there's this person who really wants Krishna but can't maybe follow the process and then feels very like guilty and fearful and then she's kind of like out to condemn you. Self, and I see this quite often actually. So, how to kind of, you know, get an idea of what exactly fear and how to like not have a bad effect on ourselves or fear without coming to guilt and things.
Yes, I remember as a new devotee, I was very fearful because I was very not at a proper standard of being a devotee. When I was so spaced out, terrible, very spaced. And I was thinking, Krishna probably will not keep me. I was in despair. I was in anxiety. But this time I understand that Krishna is much kinder than I was thinking. Because this fear is due to the fact that we don't understand the mercy of Krishna, unlimited mercy of Krishna. Patience and compassion. And we think that he is a terrible, impatient person. What is this thing about that? It's not like that. Krishna is so kind. You giving this example of someone who is trying to practice Krishna consciousness, but he is not able to reach the proper standard, so he feels guilty and fearful. So this person should be very much reassuring and preach and help and telling him that what he's doing is great and that what she's doing and that certainly Krishna will protect him as long as he has to go through little by little process of getting to the proper sign. Certainly Krishna will protect him or she. It's true. So we should reassure people. It's true that this excess of the guilt and fear is not productive, not very good.
This can often be a symptom of too much identification with the mind. Some psychologists can be terrified, I'm not sure. But, because the fear comes in the mind. It's a mental condition.
Yeah.
We put ourselves in. Identifying too much in the mind, then we become
you feel very good from it, because also this feeling of panic also is in the mind. And by strengthening our consciousness, in some ways, we can hold on to
it's also by fear that sometimes most people that become so involved in the material energy, they work so hard, it's to have money to make things finally. To do something, the fear of not becoming mad sometimes also can be, and sometimes become so important to material energy. And also, I was thinking because that fear of not becoming, to lose that society, that can also help us to become that spiritual part and make us become more humble sometimes. The fear of to miss something, like something.
Fear to recognize this is a property. It costs not too much.
But if we want to become the proprietor, and when we come involved in Maya, we want to become the proprietor, but at the same time, fear of not becoming the balance, so fear of to miss something, fear of missing something. That anxiety.
So, the last comment. Today is the Arjuna initiation. And these verse, Abhana Sanskriti Gora, Vyanama Vyasovina, Sadhu Vimucheta, Yadimit is Ayam, that will make so many people and those who will go on Ayam can make so many new entities here. Even unconsciously, the origin of Krishna, and become liberated of terrible measures of material existence by the grace of the Holy Name, with fear and by fear personified. So the geniality, the people, even the dogs, the meat on Ayam, get benefit, even the trees get benefit. Future, come back to devotional service out of the fearful situation of material existence.
Just curious, how many devotees here first heard the holy name on Arjuna?
Thank you.